Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager as we talk about waters of the U.S. Back on that in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Chief Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager, with us today as we talk about Waters of the U.S. rules. Now, the original WOTUS from the Obama administration is gone. Is that right, Scott?
The Obama WOTUS is repealed. So it got repealed back in the fall, and that rule went final, I believe, in September, around there. So yeah. That the Obama rule, it has
And the appeals are done?
So it gets interesting, because now all of this has gone to courtroom battles. Mm-hmm. So while the Trump administration has done its job to repeal and replace mm-hmm. the Obama WOTUS rule and replace it with this new Trump rule, which is the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, and that went final in April.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since that happened, there's been a number of lawsuits just going off, poof, poof, like bombs, just going off across the country. And I think there's about 13 different court challenges. You know, those are all challenges filed by activist groups, a lot of democratically led attorney general states. There's a lot of blue states, a lot of activists, a lot of enviros that are trying to knock it down in court. Because if mm-hmm. you can kill it in court, then you have cast doubt on its legal validity. And then we're back to, okay, well, if we've got a rule that's been invalidated by even a district court, well, how do you interpret that, right? So mm-hmm. it clouds the whole issue.
Right.
So that is the strategy that is happening right now, being utilized by enviros in the blue states. And we are in a position where we are reacting to it. So we, as NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, is part of a litigation coalition with other like-minded trade groups, and we are strategically intervening in these court cases to help shore up the defense of the rule. So we're standing shoulder to shoulder with the federal government, which is something that NCBA typically does not do. But in this case, the Trump administration has been so helpful to us and been so helpful in providing regulatory reforms on WOTUS that we felt it was necessary for us to step up and defend it in court so that we can preserve this victory for years to come.
Let's talk about some of these things that have popped up thus far. One actually has the rule not in effect, and that is Colorado, right?
That's right. Colorado is the only state right now in the entire country where the Trump water rule is not effective law. Mm-hmm. And so what the state of Colorado is relying on is not the 2015 rule, because like I said, that got repealed. So Colorado is relying on the pre-existing rules and regulations, which go back to 1987. That is happening because Judge Martinez, who is a U.S. federal district court judge here in Colorado, issued a stay of the rule to the state of Colorado. So that's why 49 states have the Trump rule in effect, but Colorado does not. Now, that decision itself has been appealed up mm-hmm. by the federal government, and our coalition is also now party to that case. So we're fighting with the government to try to overturn that stay so that Colorado can also benefit from the new Navigable Waters Protection Rule.
Now, what's the beef in Colorado?
So the beef in Colorado is that the attorney general in Colorado does not like the Trump rule. So he's challenging it. It's kind of interesting because there's a whole coalition of blue states, of democratically elected attorney generals who are challenging the Trump rule because it kind of falls down political lines, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So you have about 21 blue states who have challenged the rule, but Colorado is not part of that coalition, interestingly. That blue state coalition has filed their lawsuit in California. in the Northern District of California, where Judge Seaborg is presiding over that case.
But you Colorado, said they went kind of judge shopping, and
you can judge
looking
shop, right?
For the venue they wanted the judge in and all
that's
that.
What they're doing. So it's a different posture for us, because if you remember back in 2015 when we were challenging the Obama rule, we had the luxury of picking and choosing which courts we wanted to go to based on where we thought we can get the best shake at it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in the opposite position where we are having to react to blue states, environmental groups, and activist groups filing challenges in their preferred courts in front of their preferred judges. And we're having to pick and choose strategically where to go to try to stand side by side with the federal government to defend the new regulatory reforms.
Chief Environmental Counsel for NCBA, Scott Yeager. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.